Breathing is something we do every moment of our lives, often without giving it much thought. It's a fundamental process that sustains us, yet many of us don't realize that how we breathe can significantly impact our overall health and well-being. From enhancing athletic performance to reducing stress, improving sleep, and even boosting immune function, proper breathing techniques can unlock a range of health benefits. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore essential health topics to help you live your best life. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the science of breathing, something so simple yet so powerful that it can transform your health. We'll explore how breathing works, the different types of breathing, the impact of improper breathing on your health, and how you can use proper breathing techniques to improve your physical and mental well-being. Let me start with a story about my friend Clara. Clara was always on the go, juggling a demanding job, family responsibilities, and a busy social life. She often felt stressed and overwhelmed, leading to tension headaches and difficulty sleeping. One day, a friend recommended she try a breathing exercise to help manage her stress. Skeptical but willing to try anything, Clara gave it a shot. To her surprise, within just a few minutes, she felt calmer and more focused. This simple practice of mindful breathing became a daily habit, helping Clara manage her stress, sleep better, and even improve her overall sense of well-being. Clara's experience is a powerful reminder that something as basic as breathing can have profound effects on our health. The science of breathing, how it works. Breathing is the process by which we take in oxygen and expel carbon dioxide. This exchange of gases is essential for life, as oxygen is necessary for the production of energy in our cells. The process begins when we inhale, drawing air into our lungs. Inside the lungs, oxygen passes through the alveoli, tiny air sacs, and enters the bloodstream. The oxygen-rich blood is then circulated throughout the body, delivering oxygen to every cell. At the same time, carbon dioxide, a waste product of cellular metabolism, is transported back to the lungs, where it is exhaled. Breathing is controlled by the respiratory center in the brainstem, which automatically adjusts our breathing rate based on the body's needs. For example, during physical activity, our breathing rate increases to supply more oxygen to our muscles. Conversely, when we're at rest, our breathing slows down. While this process is automatic, it can also be consciously controlled, allowing us to take deeper, slower breaths or to practice specific breathing techniques. The different types of breathing. Not all breathing is the same, and the way we breathe can influence how effectively our body functions. There are two primary types of breathing, diaphragmatic breathing and chest breathing. Diaphragmatic breathing involves the diaphragm, a large muscle located at the base of the lungs. When you breathe diaphragmatically, your diaphragm contracts and moves downward, allowing your lungs to expand fully. This type of breathing is often referred to as deep breathing because it allows for a greater intake of oxygen. Diaphragmatic breathing is the most efficient and healthy way to breathe, as it maximizes oxygen exchange and engages the parasympathetic nervous system, which promotes relaxation and reduces stress. Chest breathing, on the other hand, is a more shallow form of breathing that primarily uses the muscles of the chest and shoulders. This type of breathing is often associated with stress or anxiety, as it tends to be rapid and shallow. Chest breathing can lead to reduced oxygen intake, increased heart rate, and tension in the muscles, particularly in the neck and shoulders. Clara realized that she had been a chronic chest breather, which contributed to her stress and tension headaches. The health benefits of proper breathing. Breathing deeply and properly can have a wide range of health benefits, affecting everything from your mental state to your physical health. Proper breathing reduces stress and promotes relaxation. When you practice diaphragmatic breathing, you activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps counteract the fight or flight response triggered by stress. This type of breathing slows your heart rate, lowers blood pressure, and reduces levels of the stress hormone cortisol. Clara found that practicing deep breathing exercises during stressful moments helped her feel more in control and less overwhelmed. Proper breathing improves oxygenation of the body. Deep, slow breaths ensure that your lungs fully expand, allowing more oxygen to enter the bloodstream. This increased oxygen supply helps your cells produce energy more efficiently, which can improve physical performance, mental clarity, and overall vitality. For example, athletes often use deep breathing techniques to enhance endurance and reduce fatigue during intense physical activity. Proper breathing enhances lung function and respiratory health. By fully expanding the lungs with each breath, diaphragmatic breathing helps keep the airways clear and improves lung capacity. This can be especially beneficial for people with respiratory conditions like asthma or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Regular practice of deep breathing exercises can also help prevent respiratory infections by promoting better airflow and circulation in the lungs. Proper breathing supports better sleep. Many people struggle with sleep problems, such as insomnia or restless sleep, which can be exacerbated by improper breathing. Deep breathing exercises can help relax the body and mind, making it easier to fall asleep and stay asleep throughout the night. Clara noticed that when she practiced deep breathing before bed, she fell asleep more quickly and slept more soundly. Proper breathing aids in digestion. The diaphragm plays a key role in the digestive process by massaging the internal organs and promoting better digestion. Deep breathing stimulates the vagus nerve, which helps regulate the digestive system, reducing symptoms like bloating, gas, and indigestion. Clara found that her occasional digestive discomforts improved after she started practicing deep breathing regularly. Proper breathing can boost immune function. By reducing stress and promoting relaxation, deep breathing helps support the immune system, making it more effective at fighting off infections. Additionally, proper breathing helps maintain the balance of oxygen and carbon dioxide in the body, which is essential for a strong immune response. The consequences of improper breathing. While proper breathing offers numerous health benefits, improper breathing can have negative consequences on your health. Shallow, rapid breathing, often associated with anxiety and stress, can lead to a range of problems. Increased stress and anxiety is one of the most common issues. Shallow breathing activates the sympathetic nervous system, triggering the body's stress response. This can lead to increased feelings of anxiety, tension, and restlessness. Clara realized that her habit of chest breathing was keeping her in a constant state of low-level stress, which contributed to her headaches and difficulty concentrating. Reduced oxygen supply is another consequence of improper breathing. Shallow breathing limits the amount of oxygen that reaches your lungs and bloodstream, leading to decreased oxygen delivery to your cells. This can result in fatigue, reduced mental clarity, and impaired physical performance. Over time, chronic shallow breathing can contribute to conditions like chronic fatigue syndrome and other health issues. Tension and pain are also common with improper breathing. Chest breathing often involves the overuse of the neck and shoulder muscles, leading to tension, pain, and stiffness in these areas. Clara found that her neck and shoulder pain were directly related to her improper breathing habits. And when she started practicing diaphragmatic breathing, the tension gradually eased. Improper breathing can also cause sleep disturbances. Improper breathing, especially if it continues during sleep, can lead to sleep disturbances like insomnia, snoring, or sleep apnea. These conditions can result in poor sleep quality, leaving you feeling tired and irritable during the day. How to practice proper breathing techniques. If you want to start reaping the benefits of proper breathing, here are some techniques you can try. First, practice diaphragmatic breathing. Find a comfortable place to sit or lie down and place one hand on your chest and the other on your abdomen. Take a deep breath in through your nose, allowing your abdomen to rise as your lungs fill with air. Your chest should remain relatively still. Exhale slowly through your mouth, allowing your abdomen to fall. Repeat this process for several minutes, focusing on deep, slow breaths. Second, try box breathing, a technique often used by athletes and military personnel to manage stress. To practice box breathing, inhale slowly through your nose for a count of four. Hold your breath for a count of four. Exhale slowly through your mouth for a count of four. And hold your breath again for a count of four. Repeat this cycle for several minutes.